Ben Carson, the Secretary of the Federal Department of Housing and Urban Development, was in Connecticut Monday. He visited the home of a family dealing with a crumbling foundation in Willington. As Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano reports, the Paracchios hoped that by having Carson at the home in a publicized event, they could bring national attention to the issue.
The Paracchios' dining room was filled with members of the media, United States congressmen, and state officials. We were all watching as Maggie Paracchio led Dr. Ben Carson through the kitchen toward the family room.
Haven't had this many people here since Thanksgiving.
No.
Paracchio was escorting him to the part of her home with the most damage, the family room.
Where literally the wall has disconnected from the side of the house. So that's, I think, the worst of the structural damage. But if you, I guess if you walk around and start looking, you'll realize there's not one piece of our house that hasn't been impacted by this.
The Paracchios bought this home in 1991, a couple years after it was built. The crumbling foundation of their home became apparent about 2.5 years ago. Theirs is just one of what could eventually be tens of thousands of houses in Connecticut to be affected by a corrosive mineral in the concrete used to build their foundation. Paracchio says they can no longer take pride in a home they've owned for 27 years.
We've loved this house. My husband is an avid gardener. I don't think he's touched the garden in 2 years because it's kind of like lipstick on a pig. It's superficial and we're not really fixing what the problems are.
There are moves afoot to help. The state bonded $20 million per year for the families over 5 years in last year's budget. This year, Connecticut's General Assembly approved a $12 surcharge to insurance policies paid for by homeowners in the state. But Paracchio says she hasn't seen a dime of that $100 million, and she says the surcharge was nice, but it puts the onus on state residents to pay up rather than any state and federal agencies or insurance companies. She's glad now to see Carson's interest.
This is the beginning some work on the federal level so that they truly can understand what's happening. I'm very appreciative of the fact that he's coming and hope that we well represent the people of Eastern Connecticut.
Carson says that the state, the federal government, and the private sector must come together to resolve this issue.
If we can get into a room and we can talk about responsibilities and whose responsibility is that and whose responsibility is this, working together, we can usually come up with a solution.
Senator Richard Blumenthal says these families must receive tens of millions of dollars, if not more, to have their homes fixed. The Paracchios estimate that it'll take $220,000 to rectify their problem. And now that Carson's seen the problem firsthand, he should now be held accountable.
The old saying, a picture's worth a thousand words, has real force here. He's seen it, and now he owns it to some extent. And I hope he will move forward in action, not just words.
Blumenthal and Senator Murphy have each proposed $100 million bills in the United States Senate to help families with crumbling foundations. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.